Coming now to the final exercise, the fountain exercise. Be aware of the middle pillar. Be aware of the still, silent radiance of Ketta, the prismatic mystery that is Da'at, the trembling energy, the fiery radiance of Tiferet, the Dishemesh, the sun, the powerful life energies of Yesod, which is Lavana, the moon, and the magnetic fiery energy of Malchut. As you breathe in and out, unify your attention with Malchut and its fire. As you breathe in, feel the energy of Keter drawing the earth fire upwards through Yesod, through Tiferet, through Da'at, into union with itself in Keter. And as you breathe out, feel that unified light showering through all parts of your body and energetic field. As you breathe in again, deepen your attention into Malchut, becoming more available to its fiery and transforming energies. And then, as you breathe in again, send the light, let the light ascend to Keter, doing this for 6 cycles. As you complete the circulation, rest within the field of the body. And hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Be aware that around you, the form of the sanctuary takes shape. A square building with a domed roof, with the images of the stained glass of the four holy living creatures. The letter Shin in brilliant white fire at the apex of the dome. In front of you, a small altar marked with the name, with the letter Shin as a triple red flame. Placing your hands upon the altar, feel yourself as the mediator, as the middle pillar, as the person who mediates between, in front and behind, between left and right, in all four directions of the world. Feel the presence of the holy living creatures upholding you. Feel the light and the presence of the letter Shin at the apex shining down upon you as you stand at the altar. As you stand at the place of mediatorship, mediating the blessing of the deep worlds to the surface worlds, bringing the concerns of the surface world to the deep world, standing as St. Alphon, Prince of Prayer, And now, as the mediator, as the servant of the light, we descend into the crypt. Coming again to the threshold of the door. Stepping across the threshold to be confronted by the guardians. Stepping past them, welcomed by the guardians, we enter the corridor of purification. We entering the pulsing flame that purifies and sanctifies. And emerging from that corridor, we find ourselves before the tree and the serpent, contemplating the dreaming mother whose eyes are shut. And as before, we are invited into the serpent dreaming, into the presence of the fiery one, who makes and remakes the worlds in her dreaming. Find your own place within the serpent dreaming, allowing the serpent power to irradiate you, to fill you, to go where it needs to go. Trust she who is Melusine, who is Renenutet, who is the good snake. Who is straight and mutable, who mediates between all opposites, but who brings us into the place of deep transformation. She who gives freedom to those who are wise and balanced, may she free us. And may we rise up, awakening into new life, made new. Feel her generative energy rising you upwards. As you hear these words, now do I ascend through the serpent dreaming, through the coils and straightnesses of she. May all forms husks be shed from me. As I arise in my own true shape, may I know and be seen in my serpent shape. Rising upwards, remade, reformed by the convolutions and the swirlings of, and the turnings of the serpent dreaming. Feel your energy rising up, renewing, reshaping. Feel the falling away of old forms, old husks and shells. Shed your skins. Look, taste, smell, hear with your serpent senses. And let the world behold your serpent shape.